Kenya prepares to join the rest of the world to commemorate the World Press Freedom Day on 3rd May. The Uganda Human Rights Commission has expressed government commitment to protecting media freedoms in the country. Speaking to the media in Kampala on behalf of the chairperson of the commission, Commissioner Peter Lamek Abel said the commission embraces this year's national theme of shaping a future at peace, promoting press freedom for development and security in Uganda. He says once journalism and media at large are given an opportunity to tell stories, promote peace building, national unity and development, then human dignity and coexistence can prevail. Abel adds that through legislation and policy formulation, the government is working hard to ensure media freedoms are promoted and protected, although there are some challenges that bar the media and security to fulfill this commitment.
Efforts have been made in ensuring that the media freedoms are respected and promoted through robust legislations and the leaders exercising a certain degree of tolerance to criticism. Though a few bad apples still linger on both divides, we have had media practitioners abuse their freedom of the press at the same time, and at the same time we have had instances where individuals within law enforcement and in the politics have limited this freedom beyond what is provided for within our legal framework. However, there is no reason to despair or cause for alarm, because as a country, we have a wide range of conflict resolution mechanisms and reporting channels to ensure that whoever gets aggrieved will receive redress.